Report, Most of Michigan's Uncommitted Community Won't Support Kamala Harris. By Nick Gilbertson on September 14, 2024. It appears most of Michigan's uncommitted community, which protested the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war in the Democrat primary, will not back Vice President Kamala Harris in the general election, according to a report. Ryan Grimm, the co-host of Counterpoints and editor of Dropsite News, wrote in his newsletter on Substack Friday that the temperature at the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee conference in the Arab-dense city of Dearborn, Michigan, was cold toward Harris. Much of the talk at the conference was about whether the community would wind up supporting Kamala Harris in the general election. The consensus seemed to be that the vast majority will not do so. Green Party nominee Jill Stein, ahead of Harris in some polls of Muslim voters here, even spoke on opening night and was given quite a warm welcome. Michigan was notably where the uncommitted movement began. The Listen to Michigan campaign aimed to get 10,000 uncommitted votes in the Democrat primary to protest the Biden-Harris administration for a ceasefire in the war. Listen to Michigan smashed its goal, as the uncommitted option garnered 100,000 votes, approaching the 154,188 vote margin that Biden won Michigan by against former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. The movement includes Muslims, Arab Americans, young voters, and far-left progressives. In Dearborn, Biden actually lost to the uncommitted option by a wide margin. Uncommitted drew 6,432 votes, 57%, while Biden followed with 4,526 votes, 40%. The movement spread to other states, like Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, as the Biden-Harris administration failed to secure a ceasefire deal. What is more, Biden signed legislation sending $26.3 billion in defense support to Israel in April, even after the uncommitted movement had made waves in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The divide on the left has persisted, if not worsened, despite Harris supplanting Biden at the top of the ticket in July. During her first interview with CNN, well over a month after becoming the presumptive Democrat nominee, Harris doubled down on her and Biden's Israel policies. She initially skirted a question from CNN's Dana Bash about potentially withholding some U.S. weapons shipments to Israel. Bash followed up, asking, "But no change in policy in terms of arms and so forth?" "No, we have to get a deal done," Harris said. "I remain committed, since I've been on October 8th, to what we must do to work toward a two-state solution where Israel is secure and, in equal measure, the Palestinians have security, self-determination, and dignity," she went on to add. Grimm analyzed the interview the next day while hosting Breaking Points alongside the show's regular host, Crystal Ball, and drilled down on Bash's use of some in her line of question. The Biden administration has even said they would restrict some weapons, like the 2,000-pound bombs used for offensive purposes, he said. People keep saying that Harris is better rhetorically and more empathetic. Where's the empathy there, when you're actually not even standing by the tiniest of concessions that the Biden administration, her administration has made? He added. Grimm's report Friday also comes as Harris is losing to the Green Party's Jill Stein and Trump with Muslim voters in Michigan, according to a poll from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR. The survey found that 40% of the Muslims who responded back Stein, 18% support Trump, and 12% back Harris. Another 21% are undecided. The United Arab Emirates has notably categorized CAIR as a terrorist organization, and a U.S. federal judge ruled in 2009 that evidence existed to establish ties between CAIR and Hamas, as Breitbart News has noted. In 2007-08, CAIR was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CAIR with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CAIR a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. The August 25-27 CAIR/Militical Consulting LLC survey included 1,478 responses, 1,076 of which were verified and matched to the national voter file. And the margin of error is plus or minus 2.95 percentage points.